Welcome to the 359. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Joni Salzman.
2019 is shaping up to be a challenging one for Amazon, with critics seemingly coming out of the woodwork in New York City against its HQ2 project there. Plus, the company faces potential troubles from President Trump and its controversial facial recognition software. So, Joan, what I wanted to ask you about this is, do you think that Amazon's really strong reputation with its customers will continue to help insulating it from some of these issues?
It seems like consumers have sort of bifurcated their understanding of Amazon. Like, I feel like, even like, you know, we were chatting before this, I'm a New Yorker, you're a New Jerseyan, but you live in this area. We're talking about reasons that some people are annoyed with the HQ2 decision to move here. But even though I am one of the people that's kind of annoyed by it, I still use Amazon constantly.
Right.
So as like a consumer, as a service, I think that people will continue to judge Amazon as a service different than Amazon as a company.
Yeah, I totally agree. I was at a council hearing that ran for like 3 hours yesterday, where a bunch of council members were beating up Amazon about the HQ2 process, how they were being cut out of it, and that this is going to be a state process. They didn't like the fact that Amazon was going to get $3 billion in incentives for building. One of the council members, I thought, really crystallized a lot of what we're talking about really well. And he specifically said, We love you and we hate you. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't or whatever. It was like we kind of feel the same two things about Amazon at the exact same time. So I was kind of in the story that I wrote today, though, I was kind of curious to see, people really like a lot of Google services. People use a lot of Google services. People really like Facebook, too. There's a reason why it's the biggest social media company out there. So I was curious to see if, with all this tech backlash that was going on directed at both of those companies, whether Amazon would start to face some of those similar issues. There are like a lot of those issues that have been simmering with the company, but at the same time, I really don't think that they've been hit the same way as Facebook and Google. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, but I think that's because most of the tech backlash, we're talking about, it's mostly been centered on Facebook, really. Like, Facebook has been the locus of all that animosity. And I think Google and YouTube are pulled into that vortex because they have services that are very similar. Like, they have these user-generated, social-based things where this abuse, it all kind of is able to, it's like a little crackling fire. It's all able to fuel each other. Amazon isn't really operating in those spaces. And so it's been insulated in a way.
Yes.
But
totally agree.
I think that doesn't mean that the next tech backlash of 2019 might be like right in the sweet spot for Amazon, potentially.
Yeah. And it might be related to facial recognition software, or it might be related to President Trump bringing up more issues about postal service stuff. I mean, there's a lot of areas there. Either way, next up, Apple is building its own HQ2 project in Austin, Texas. The company today unveiled plans for a $1 billion campus there, along with new offices in Seattle, San Diego, Culver City, California, as well as expanding operations in Pittsburgh, New York, and Boulder, Colorado. So my question for you is, should we go work for Amazon or Apple?
Oh my gosh, come on, neither. What?
Why would we do that? That
Never.
Would be horrible.
But it's, even though it's fun to kind of compare it to an HQ2 idea, but it's really not. I mean, this is a kind of different expansion of their workforce than the whole like dog and pony show around HQ2. In addition to this, you know, it's a lot, the number of people that they're going to be bringing, jobs they're going to be bringing to Austin is a lot smaller than either of the
It's thousands,
headquarters.
But you're right.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as big as the
HQ2
projects.
And there's more cities. They're sprinkling it around different other places that touch on initiatives that Apple is increasing.
So related to that, do you think Apple is likely to face like similar criticism as Amazon with HQ2?
No.
No?
Not I'd be
really.
Surprised. Do you think so?
No. And it's partly because of everything that you said, that they're treating it completely differently. Either way, if you want to read more about these stories, check them out on CNET. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Joni Salzman.
Thanks for listening.
See you next year.